Welcome to Soul Lies, where the spiritual and the soul crosses paths. Stay tuned to learn ways to grow your spiritual understanding in order to reveal lies your soul believes. This podcast will help you learn the truth and propel you towards freedom in Christ Jesus. This is Jenny Fouts, licensed counselor in Louisiana at Christian Center Shreveport. Wow, we have had an impactful week talking about how our emotions can get the best of us. I know that many of you maybe have learned how to eat crow really well and say I'm sorry and go back and get that straightened out, kick the demon out, and be able to pull your emotions down and pull your emotions into line with what the word says. Today we're talking about freedom, how we're going to get free, how we are free, and how to begin to do that. So I want you to just take for a moment, and let's just look at what the fruit of the Spirit, just in case maybe some of you guys have forgotten or haven't gone over it lately. This is in Galatians 5. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. So, if we live by the Spirit, we'll walk by the Spirit, right? But every once in a while, my flesh will speak. I don't particularly like it when it does, but every once in a while, here comes my flesh, out it comes. Sometimes I can catch it, or sometimes I can catch it within a few minutes and realize, oh, that's my flesh. That's being me. Remember when the Word talks about think on these things? You know, the things that are pure and holy and of good repute. You know, when I start thinking bad things about people, as soon as I recognize it, boy, I stop. No, that does not line up with the Word of God. Does not. Did you know He wants the biggest Satanist to come to Him and bow the knee? Of course, you know, they probably wouldn't, but Jesus wants that. He wants those people to come into salvation. So all He's asking for me to do is to walk by the fruit of the Spirit. Now, I can correct someone in kindness. I can say, no, that's not how it went, or no, this is not how it goes down, and not be snappy and be mean and be yelling and add a lot of other adjectives about how much they're an idiot for doing or thinking or being a certain way. As soon as you start having those negative thoughts coming into your head, and you can feel, you may not recognize the thoughts right away. Maybe you feel that emotion rising up within you. How dare they say that to me? How dare they do that? You can feel that emotion rising up, and it's very familiar to you. That's when you gotta, maybe you need to go drink a tall glass of ice water, get your emotions back down so you can think about this reasonably. There's a lot of times I got really mad. I didn't even know exactly why I was really mad or what really hurt my feelings. And sometimes I had to sit and pray about it for a few minutes, or for longer than a few minutes, but I had to sit and pray and really ask the Lord what was going on with me, what was happening, why was I having this feeling, why, because this was a recurrent issue. And then slowly but surely He would open my eyes and He would reveal the truth so that I could be free, so that I could walk by the fruit of the Spirit. Isn't that all He asked us to do? Isn't that it? So over in the first part of chapter 5, Paul is talking again, and he says in verse 5, "For we, through the Spirit, by faith, are waiting for the hope of righteousness." And then he goes through and he talks about circumcised or uncircumcised doesn't mean anything, but faith working through love. You were running it well. You were doing a good job. Of course, you know, I'm adding my own little two cents in here. You were running it well. doing a good job. Everything was going pretty good. And then Paul says, who hindered you from obeying the truth? Big question mark. Who did hinder me from obeying the truth? Well, partly it was you. Partly it was darkness. It was the demonic side. In verse 8 he says, this persuasion did not come from him, big H, Jesus, who calls you. Then he says, a little leaven leavens the whole lump of dough. A little bit of us going down that negative path will change our heart. Will change that whole lump of dough. We think that a little leaven's going to, you know, change. I've always heard it preached, you know, change. The little leaven will change a whole lump of dough, like the whole class or the whole church or whatever. But really, he's speaking very personally here. He's not talking about, oh, the church or the class or the school. But he's what he's talking about here and what I'm bringing up to you is something very personal. Is if you allow your flesh to have its way, then it's going to leaven the whole lump of bread. And, you know, it's going to bake and it's going to expand in there. That's what bread does. That's what he's talking about. It's going to leaven the whole dough. But he brings it straight to your face. You were doing a great job. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? So I challenge each and every one of you today to determine deep within your soul as best as we can to obey truth. To obey all the truth that we know and understand in asking Jesus to reveal more and more truth to us. Because we know he is the truth maker. He's the one that sets us free because he is truth. So in that place, being able to say, Jesus, please set us free and help us to walk by the truth. I am determined in my soul and in my flesh to follow truth. Which means you cannot have a fit of carnality. You just don't get to. Well, they just deserved, you know, they did, and you know, that nobody's going to treat you that way. Well, they treated Jesus that way. Do you really have a right to say no one's going to treat you that way? But you have a right in a way of how you're going to digest what happened to you. You know, you don't have a right to tear someone's up just because you felt betrayed. Or just because you feel powerless. So you're going to do whatever it takes to feel powerful. So, oh, I know. Let's write them up and turn them in at work. They deserve it. They deserve it. As soon as you hear those words in your head, you better run into the stall and get yourself under control and get your flesh back in line, because your flesh is fixing to take it out and you're fixing to have a fit of carnality, and you are allowing your flesh to have its way. And Jesus calls us to something higher. He calls us to walk in love. He doesn't call us to be stepped on. He doesn't call us to be a doormat. But he calls us to stand up in love. And realizing this other person that you're so upset with is someone that Jesus loves. They are his child. Jesus wants to be able to speak to them. Jesus wants them to follow him. He wants them to know the truth, that he loves them and all the hurt and the pain that they've gathered in their life, that he is able to take it and heal each and every little prick and every little thorn. That's what he wants them to know. And he wants you to be able to share that with them. So in whatever conflict or whatever feelings that you're having, you better make sure that they fit under the fruit of the Spirit. kindness, patience, gentleness, self-control. I remember getting so frustrated with some who were gamblers, and I couldn't understand, why can't you just stay off the boat? And I remember just getting frustrated in my flesh. And I remember the Lord taking me down and sitting me down in my flesh and setting me straight. And I learned how to see them through His eyes and see them through the compassion, which helped me to be able to see even my own self through those eyes of compassion. Because there's a lot of things that I do that I wish I did not do. Just as Paul said, that the spirit wars against the flesh. And yes, it does. But I want my spirit to win way more often than my flesh. So you have got to determine deep within yourself, ask yourself, who hindered you from obeying the truth? It's a good question. Maybe you should stop, pray about that, and pull your spirit up and hear what the Spirit is saying to you. He will help you walk through all of it. Well, I hope that you have enjoyed this week. I hope that you have found a pathway of freedom, because that's what I want everyone to learn. I want everyone to know the truth. I want everyone to be able to walk in that place. Thank you for listening, and we will talk next week. I hope you have a great day. Soul Lives is meant for information only. It is not a substitute for counseling.